Praise the Lord. God's good to us, isn't he? For a few weeks now, 3 or 4 weeks, I've had something in my heart that has been very personal. The Lord has been sharing with me. And I'm going to say it like this. He's hinted at me that I should share it here. And I've sort of, I don't want to say argued with him, but I sort of have. And I feel like this is something he really wants me to share this morning. So y'all pray for me. This was, first of all, the thought of it has to do with something I've heard in many of our services lately. And it is just something that's really stuck with me. And it is the phrase, we need the Lord. We need the Lord. And as I've meditated on this, I guess my thought is this needs to lead us somewhere. We need the Lord. And then about, this has been 3 or 4 Wednesday nights ago, we had a service and Ricky got up and Steve, and they both had testimonies. Ricky talked about his prayer meeting with the Lord every morning and talking with God and God talking with him. And Steve talked about that. If y'all remember, he had a he's got a pathway in his backyard that he's worn out, and he actually took a picture of it. And he referred to it through the week to, I believe, to the show of the Lord that, you know, God had been faithful to him and was going to be faithful to him now. And on the heels of this, you know, I know that God wants to deepen our relationship, our fellowship with him. I'm going to say it like that. And our walking with him. And this is a scripture that came to me as I've been meditating all this. It's in Daniel chapter 9. I believe it's around verse 19. This is I don't have a lot of background on this, but I know this is when they were in Babylon, I feel, and they needed the Lord. He says, we make this plea not because we deserve help, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Does anybody need God to act in their lives and the lives of others? For your own sake, do not delay, O my God, for your people and your city bear your great name. It goes down to verse 20. He said, I kept on praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people, pleading with the Lord my God for Jerusalem's holy mountain. Verse 23, the moment a messenger sent to him, the moment you began praying, a command was given, and now I am here to tell you what it was, for you are very precious to God, or you are greatly loved. And I knew that as God was communing with me, that he wanted this phrase, deeper life and higher ground. He wanted me to spend more time with him. And so I was telling the Lord, I do pray, like many of y'all do. And I know it, my wife and I in the morning, we pray, and through the day, I like to keep the lines of communication open. A lot of times if a text comes in, I'll pray for that need. And I'll have some more moments through the day when I pray. But I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I'm just very busy. There's always a lot of activities. There's things with our, and I'm sure a lot of y'all have things with your kids and all, and it's just tough to get alone for a long time with the Lord. Does that make sense to anybody here? And I was wrestling with it, and the Lord reminded me of this phrase I've heard, and it's aim at nothing, and you will hit it every time. And I said, well, I sort of said, what are you telling me? I said, if you are going to get to know me deeper and experience the power in your life that you need and a greater measure of Christ, you're going to have to spend some time with me. And then I started getting up a little early in the morning around 4 o'clock and just waking up. So what an opportunity to do this. And one of the first scriptures he communicated with me was getting to know him, Philippians 3:10. I'm going to read this. I don't know how this version came to me, but I think it's amplified. So follow me. Philippians 3:10. This is Paul talking. For my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may share his sufferings to be continually transformed in spirit into his likeness, even to his death. That's a lot. My determined purpose is that I may know him. You know, the Lord brought this to me, and he seemed to say to me, do you know what my purpose is? And he answered, same purpose. He wants to get to know me. He wants to get to know you and to get to know me. Thank God for the prayer meetings, the Tuesday morning prayer meeting, the Wednesday night prayer meeting. But there is a personal time God wants to get to know us. Do y'all believe that?
Amen.
So this is still a process. I'm in a journey here talking to the Lord about it. And I think it was a few mornings later, he shared another scripture. This is Isaiah 64:4. From days of old, no one has heard, nor ear has perceived, nor has the eye seen a God besides you, who works and acts in behalf of the one who waits for him. The one who waits for him. So the Lord's wanting to get me alone and to wait for him. And already I've got a big problem too, because I do not like to wait. I had I was telling my wife my vehicle needed its oil changed, and it had been 1,000 over, then 2,000 over, and finally it hit 3,000 miles. And every time I went by the place to get it changed, it was packed with people, and I was just not going to wait in line. So it's 3,000 miles over. So one Saturday morning, I go to get the oil changed, and there's four bays, and there's five cars in every bay. And I don't like to wait. So I had an opportunity to go out there, and I'm sitting outside, and I'm waiting. And the cars are parked back, and the attendants move them up. But the other two lines, they moved up quicker than mine, and I was at the back. So I was going to actually try to get out and go wiggle in front of somebody. But the Lord helped me to stay there and not do that. But I began to go out and just wait. I've started doing this. I'm still in a process. One of the problems I hit, how many of y'all remember the movie Overcomer, where the sister who had an issue with her marriage, she got desperate. She needed to get alone with God. She got in her closet or somewhere, but the problem was, I think she ended up with a bag of potato chips in there and some other stuff. Y'all remember that? So I'm out waiting for God, and I got everything in the world in there with me. I'm having to kick out. My thoughts, Ricky mentioned this, and the Lord's having to help me. I'm in a process. I need your prayers. But as I've been waiting, I've been silent and just waiting for him to talk to me. And this is one of the things he shared with me too, Isaiah 62:8. And give him no rest from your prayers until he establishes Jerusalem. Back what I started with, we need the Lord. I've been telling God, I need you to help me because I want to spend more time with you. I want to get to know you better. Does anybody else want to do that? And the world we live in today is pulling at us so much. And I just believe this. There's nothing that's going to prepare us more. Not only for where we're at in the world today, but what's coming. as a deeper relationship with God. And to see his power exerted in our lives, I thought of the scripture, the people that know their God shall be firm and be able to firmly resist and shall do exploits. You know, when you read about the heroes in the chapter of the heroes of faith, every one of them were men and women of prayer. And thank God he hears short prayers. He hears our tears. He hears us now when we're praying. And I started out, this is personal, and I hesitated to get up because I don't want to lay something out that's unattainable, but it's not. God desires to know us, and I want to spend time with him, and I desire that we all may. So this is what the Lord's laid on my heart, and I just wanted to deliver it. Thank you.